Hello, and welcome to Bottleship with our friends the Jifflings. If you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. And stay tuned to the end of the show when the Jifflings will read out some of your reviews. Who knows, we might even read out your review. And now, it's time for today's special Halloween episode, The Witch's Cauldron. In your world, things are important. But what about the things that aren't important anymore? Well, sometimes those things end up here, in the magical land of Dilstonia, where the Jifflings live on their little Jiffling ship. They find these things that we throw away and fish them out of their sea so they can recycle them and put them to good use once again. And here they are now, ready to work. Eccentric young pumpkin.
Ooh, I'm ever so excited.
The hedge, who was a very lazy Jiffling.
Like, hey man, is it time for bed yet?
Miss Katie, who loves fixing things and dressy up. Sometimes I like both together. Albert, the ship's gardener.
Hey, who's been into me cabbage patch like?
And Friedeline, a very sensible Jiffling who looks after everybody on the ship.
Yeah, that is correct. Oh.
Today on the ship, it is a very spooky but very fun day. It is Halloween, and everyone is very excited. Especially young Pumpkin. Everyone is dressed up in their favourite scary costumes. Young Pumpkin is dressed as a jack-o'-lantern.
Ooh.
Albert is a spooky scarecrow.
Hey.
Hedge is a sleepy bat. Miss Katie is a scary fairy. And Friedeline, well, Friedeline is dressed as a great big washing-up cloth because a pile of dirty dishes is easily the scariest thing that she could imagine.
Yeah.
Well, I think we should go bobbing for apples first.
I think we should tell, like, scary stories, man.
Oh, yes.
That's a great idea, Hedge.
I know the scariest stories of any Jiffling, Hedge. My name is Pumpkin, after all. I know one about a wolf called Archibald, who was 20 feet tall, and a ghost.
Wow!
Oh, that's not even the best one. There's one about a wizard who turned himself into a shoe.
Hey, that doesn't sound too scary.
Oh, it was a very big shoe, Albert, with a very big stinky foot in it.
Ahem. Pumpkin, could you and would you be so kind as to shush?
Everyone turned and looked at Friedeline.
What?
It wasn't like her to make a fuss.
You are not the only one with stories, Pumpkin. I have also the story. It will make the little hairs on the back of your neck stand straight up.
Oh. Now that was a bold claim, but young Pumpkin was so excited at the idea of telling spooky stories, he just didn't think anyone could tell them as well as him.
Oh, Friedeline, you are funny. Imagine you telling a scary story. No, I don't think that will happen. You don't look scary at all.
All the Jifflings loved Halloween, and they all loved to hear a spooky tale.
Yay.
But they didn't like it when a Jiffling felt left out, and they could see that Friedeline looked very upset.
Oh.
She really wanted to tell a scary story too, but young Pumpkin was so excited by all his ideas of ghouls and goblins that he just hadn't noticed Friedeline's sad face.
Oh.
Maybe Friedeline could tell the first scary story, young Pumpkin.
Oh, fiddlesticks. Just look at Friedeline. She's good at cleaning, not scaring. You only have to take one look at me to know I am the most spine-chilling Jiff.
What's that, Jifflings? It's the sound of an object that has been lost or thrown away on Earth and now has found its way into the ship's net. The Jiffs all scampered to the front of the ship and gathered around to help heave in the object. The object fell onto deck with a clunkety twang. It was black and hollow, with a great big handle on top. I think that's a bird bath, so any birds that fly by can have a bath.
No, man. That's like a second helping scoop for scooping up a delicious second dinner.
Then Albert stepped forward, for he knew exactly what the object was. He hopped up onto the story seat and wiggled into a comfortable position.
There, this is the Witch's Cauldron, and my cousin, nerve-wracking Nigel, told me all about it. The cauldron belonged to a witch called Griselda. She had long, scary witch's fingers and a nose with a big, gruesome wart. Everybody said she looked just like a witch should do. And everywhere she went, she brought her scary witch's cauldron so she could make her famous witch's brew. But the problem was that Griselda didn't really like being scary. In fact, what she really liked was making lovely cakes and buns instead of brews, because her favourite thing to do was baking. Well, when Halloween came around, Griselda decided she wasn't going to make her witch's brew. This year, she wanted to bake lovely treats for all the other creatures in the forest. So she made spooktacular brownies and mummified muffins that filled her cottage with delicious smells. But when she tried to give them away, nobody would take them because they said she was a witch and witches were only good at making witch's brew. Now Griselda was sad. But then she heard a small squawky sound coming from her attic. She tiptoed upstairs and high up in the beams, she saw a sad Mrs. Bat.
Please don't be scared of me. I was trying to find my cave and I got lost and I'm ever so tired and hungry and this house smells so delicious. But there's nothing to eat here after all.
Well, Griselda's eyes got very wide and she ran downstairs and returned with arms full of her best delicious nibbles.
Oh, Mrs. Bat, I have lots to eat and I'd be delighted if you had as much as your tummy can hold.
Well, Mrs. Bat flew down and had a great time eating up all the yummy treats. Soon, Mrs. Bat felt much better. And she flew back to her cave, telling everyone along the way what a fantastic baker Griselda was, even if she didn't look like one. Soon, there were so many woodland creatures queuing up to eat Griselda's cakes that she turned her cottage into a cafe, and her cauldron got lost under all the baking trays, until Griselda forgot about it altogether.
And because Griselda forgot all about her cauldron, it's ended up here.
Oh, but what will we do with it?
That's a good question, Friedelein. After all, the Gifflings reuse everything they find.
Why don't we use it as a spooky basket to hold all of our treats in when we go trick-or-treating?
Hey, what about, like, a cobweb scooper for scooping up all of the cobwebs?
I'm not sure you're meant to scoop away cobwebs, Hedge. That is a spider's bed, after all.
Why don't we turn it upside down so it can be a stage that we each stand on to tell our scary stories? And I think Friedelein should tell the first one.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Oh, young pumpkin, what a lovely idea. Griselda would be proud. Everyone gathered around at the back of the ship as Friedelein proudly leapt up onto their new spooky stage and started to tell her ghastly story. It really was quite fearful, and she even added some spooky noises.
Oh! Oh! Boo!
And all the Gifflings agreed that even though Friedelein didn't look very scary, her story certainly was. And then, after so much excitement, it was time for bed. Good night, young pumpkin.
Good night.
Good night, Albert.
I'll see you in the morning, like.
Good night, Friedelein.
And it is a good night. Yeah.
Good night, Miss Katie. Night-night. Good night, Hedge. Hedge? Oh, I think the head is asleep already. And goodbye to you too, wherever you are. Maybe next time you see a thing that you might throw away, you'll stop and see if you can use it again, just like our friends the Jifflings. And maybe the thing you use again will have a story to tell too. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to Bottleship. We'll have a new episode up every 2 weeks. For all the parents listening, if you'd like to, you can donate to the show at patreon.com/bottleship. And for all the children listening, if you enjoy the show, please leave a review and share the podcast with your friends. We've had some lovely reviews this week, haven't we, Jifflings?
Oh, yes. Like this one from Beth in Great Britain. She says, "Hello, Jifflings. I love all of your stories and I think you're amazing. My favourite characters are Miss Katie and Pumpkin, but I love all of the characters. I'm so glad that you have your own podcast now. I wrote you an acrostic poem."
Ew, what's that, Pumpkin?
Well, an acrostic poem is when the first letter of each line in the poem spells out a word.
Oh!
Would you like to hear Beth's poem? It goes, "Just the best."
J?
Incredible.
I?
Funny.
F?
Friendly.
F?
Lovely.
L?
Instantly fell in love with you.
I?
Never disappointing.
N?
Great.
G?
Super.
S?
Oh, what a fantastic poem. Thank you, Beth. Yeah, and like I know what the special word is, man.
So do I.
Yeah, the word is
Jifflings.
Aye, and we've also had this review entitled "I Love These Stories." It says, "My name is Mayana and I live in the United States. Every day I listen to them and I get excited when I see a new story. I like how it's funny." Like, thank you, Mayana. That is very nice. Almost as nice as lunchtime, man.
That's right, Hedge. Thank you, Jifflings. And once again, thanks to all of you for listening to Bottleship. And if you like listening to stories, why not check out our sister podcast, Storytime, for children of all ages. Thanks again, and we'll bring you more exciting adventures with our friends the Jifflings very soon. Goodbye!